Hello.
Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damian returning your call. How may I assist you?
Is this the electric, whatever, what's it called? The electronics bulk discount or something?
We are in.
Anyway, yeah, I'm calling because there was something, and I had an email that stated I won a KitchenAid mixer, and it was only I had to pay like $2.75 for the shipping, and you guys hit my debit card for $67 today, and I don't want to be part of a club. You're like whatever it is, the fine print, if there was fine print or not, I don't want anything to do with it, so I want a refund. I want to be canceled out of it, whatever it is.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Peggy Peduto.
Spell the last name, please.
Peduto.
Can I get your zip code, please?
07757. That's the shipping zip code, but the other one for the card is 07740.
Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
50. I don't know which address it's on. I don't know if I did. I don't remember if I did 50 Chelsea Avenue, Building 7, Unit 322. Long Branch, New Jersey, 07740, or it could be 274 East Main Street, Oceanport, New Jersey, 07757. Either or.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information.
Very misleading, that email that you guys send out, saying that you won a prize and that it's only $2, and then all of a sudden you see your debit card got whacked for 67. Let me see the exact amount actually, so I have it.
I see that a entry was placed to win a KitchenAid mixer via a survey for
No,
$5.74.
it told me that I won one already. It didn't say it was an entry, and you guys hit my card for $67.32.
It was stated within the terms of agreements that it was an entry and that it would enroll you into the discount membership club where you have a
Well,
chance.
it must say it in the very, very, very tiny, tiny fine print, because it didn't say that on my email. It said I won one, and I would just have to pay for the shipping and handling. That's what it said. But neither here nor there. I don't want any part of this, and I want a refund.
I'm going to go ahead and cancel this, so you're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. I can offer you a 35% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge stated within terms of agreements.
Your terms of agreement are not even in the email unless you view the entire email, and they're written beyond tiny. I want a full refund. Is there a supervisor there or a manager?
We all follow the same protocol. My supervisor and/or manager would tell you the same thing, in which I could tell you. I can offer you the website where the order was placed so you can review those terms and agreements. The terms and agreements are in size 14 font.
The whole email is misleading and completely, completely wrong. I mean, anybody would agree with that. And I deserve a full refund. I don't deserve a 35% refund when you took $67.32 when it said originally I was just paying for shipping and handling. That's what it said.
The best that I can do is offer you a 50% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge stated within terms of agreements.
Well, it's funny because this happened to me once before and they gave me the entire refund. This happened before with AirPods, the fake AirPods that you guys advertise as Apple ones that look just like it and they barely work. They gave me a full refund for those because it was the same, similar company, which was probably a sister company of yours, and they gave me a full refund. So I do know for a fact that a full refund can be given.
The best I can do is offer you a 50% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge.
It's not a valid charge. And I would rather speak to a supervisor because I will get the full refund. It's very misleading what you guys do on that email.
We all follow the same protocol. My supervisor will tell you the same thing, which I could tell you. We can offer you a 50% refund.
I want to speak to a supervisor.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer over to a supervisor. I'm just going to notate the account so they have the information they need.
You can notate all you want. I want to talk to a supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. Once I'm done with the notations, I will be transferring over.
Because I know for a fact you can do a full refund. And it's not, I don't understand why you wouldn't just give me the full refund. I don't think you would like this if it was done to you. And I don't even think that you're acting like it's coming out of your bank account. Just give me the refund and call it a day. I mean, I don't understand.
The best that I can do is offer a 50% refund as a courtesy, for this was a valid charge stated within terms of agreements.
Keep reading your scripts and just get me a manager.
I'm working on locating someone to transfer you over to now. I have located someone to transfer you over to. I'm transferring you over now.
Okay.